taught you, or you should stand up, that all can see. Who taught you? Who taught you?
Gurudev.
But this tune?
Radha Priya.
Oh, when she was very small mole. And he was Sunaya Mujhe. He was singing. Oh, that.
Vrindashtakam.
Bhaktya Vihina Aparadhalakse Chita Sukama Vitaram. Very happy and blessed her. Oh, in future you should be very strong devotee and preach my mission everywhere. Try to read my books from beginning and don't have any boyfriend. Only one. I am menaced. Oh, Krishna. So, one pointed, you should try to study and to serve Krishna in the guidance of your Guru. I'm very happy, very happy.
ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणै
my millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my holy master Om Vishnupad Astotar Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. First of all, I want to give my blessings to Jalapat Prabhu, his wife's name?
Anuradha,
his father, that he invited me and all and arranged very beautifully here. So much.
Isha Prabhu.
and also Isha Prabhu.
And Gaura Priya.
And his wife Gaura Priya.
And oh, his wife
Gaura Priya.
I don't know all, but I know that he should give them my blessings who have helped you.
The name.
Any more?
Oh, you want me to?
Yes. Those who have helped here in this festival to make it successful.
Well, on? Well, the person who's made it successful is you, Srila Gurudev. Our small efforts are nothing compared to the ocean of nectar of the Guru Varga, which is flowing through you and inundating us. There. And on behalf of the devotees in the Alachua Sangha, we want to thank you so much for taking the trouble to come here in spite of health problems, to fly such a long way just to help us. You. You have not come here for your own comfort. If you wanted comfort, you could stay in Hawaii or in a big hotel. Instead, you've come to this very insignificant place, which is so far away from Sri Mayapur Dham and Sri Braja Dham, and you suffered your own discomfort. You suffered noise, traveling, so much disturbance. And why? Only for us. Only so we could advance. And for that, I thank you so much. And you've helped me so much. And you have changed me completely.
Well,
not completely.
Almost completely.
I just can't get no respect. We would like to thank our disciple of Krishna Bolobha for donating the amplifier, the sound system, and for building this wonderful Vyasasan. To Gaura Priya Dasi for taking charge of the kitchen. And I think it's Radha Krishna Das is in the kitchen also. Ram Krishna Das is in the kitchen. For Isha Das for taking care of all the devotees and registering them. And who have I missed?
Hari Ram, he got this place.
Yes, Hari Rama Prabhu, he found this place for us.
Right.
And brought us here. Okay. Oh, yes, for Lakshmi Pati Prabhu, for doing so much work in Gurudev's garden and to help get our house ready. Also for Lilavati, the wife of Sukanta, for coming and cleaning and getting Gurudev's quarters ready so nicely, and she's still coming. We would like all blessings for the Lalavati Prabhu, the Lalavati Didi, that she can advance.
Ramesh.
Oh, we would like to thank Ramesh for coming and helping out in the way that he usually helps out. Oh, thank you, Ramesh. We love you. to Shyamasundar and Bimala for helping, for Divya for helping, for Ramadevi and Aniruddha for helping, for Madhavi for doing the Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja celebration and decorating the hall. We'd like to thank Lalita Shakti for being the shopper extraordinaire and the driver extraordinaire and the servant extraordinaire. We'd like to thank Anuradha Didi for all of her tireless service, for her shopping, for her planning, for her organization, for organizing the snack bar. We'd like to thank Mohini Didi for operating the snack bar. Now, who have I missed?
Yourself and Eddie
for all the devotees who came to the airport to see Srila Gurudev and help pick up people from Jacksonville. Thank you so much. I forgot Sukanta Prabhu for doing the t-shirts. Pardon? Vrindavan Chandra Prabhu for being in the kitchen all day. For Krishna Balaram Prabhu for helping in the garden. And if there's anyone that we've missed, Vasanta Prabhu for being the pujari. Now, we are going to make a preaching center or temple in Alachua, a place where devotees can come and worship and take shelter. And we would just like to tell everyone about this plan. And if they can come and help us in any way, please come and help us to do this.
Thank you. I'll be very happy.
I just want to say one last thing.
Why not working?
Don't start off with this microphone.
I'd like to say one word about Gurudev's party, the devotees that travel with him, Brajanath Prabhu, and of course the ever popular and lovable Sripad Bhaktivedanta Madhava Maharaj. I also Tangavidya Didi and Vrinda Didi. Pundarik Prabhu and this year Krishna Das. These devotees work so hard, and they travel from place to place to place, a new place every 2 or 3 days. And I know that I owe so much of my spiritual advancement to their blessings upon me, and we've tried to make them very comfortable this year, give them a nice place to stay with all honor and respect and care, because we know that if we please the devotees, we please the Guru.
Thank you.
And as I was saying,
more I want to add.
I was going to, but
Shyamarani Didi, Padmanabh Maharaj, Bhakti Shar Maharaj, Arang Maharaj, State Singer Krishna Das. My blessings to all, because they have helped. I cannot speak so much, so they helped me in so many ways. If they were not here, alone I could not have done anything. So they helped me so much, so my heart gives blessings to them. especially to the audience. If we are preacher only and no audience, then you can think. So audience are most important, and very mercifully they came and they inspired us to tell Hari Katha. So all glory to Guru Gaurang and
Assemble.
I think that most of you will come to Miami. So we started what thing here, it will not be finished. It will take long time. But I wanted to give something, what we discussed here, examples, so that you can understand something very easy, very high subject, very, very high subject. It is beyond the intelligence of any person.
Human being.
Human being, very intelligent he may be. But if no ahetuki kripa, causeless mercy of Guru and Gauranga, oh, he cannot understand. Only knowledge will not do. Only knowledge. So, we will continue something in Miami in continuation of this. Now I want to begin what we have begun. We have explained up to Shuddha Shakta. This is transcendental. It will come only in the stage of Rati. And at that time you can realize something, a glance of your Siddhade to meditate Ashtakaliya Leela. Before that you should not draw. You can hear something, but personally don't want to. Only you can do pranam to. And very naturally, automatic, by chanting, remembering and hearing Hari Katha, when asakti will be, and then a thick greed will be there, so much attachment. How attachment? Mamata.
Utisayankita.
Ananya mamata Vishnu.
Mamata
ati sayankita.
Bhava
eva sandratma. So, very high subject. And we have explained so much things that I think that you have never heard in your life. So try to note down in your heart. Time to time you should see what was discussed here. So now we are giving some examples that that stage you can understand easily. Shuddha Sat we have discussed. Now Sanatana Goswami tells that the stages of this Anya Vilasita Sunyam Dish Bhakti up to Rati we have discussed. Where and in what Bhakta it can be seen. So Sanatana Goswami has begin from Jnani Bhakta, then Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prempar Bhakta, and Prematur Bhakta. Here, Dhruva and others are not taken in Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti. Their Bhakti was karma mishra, not pure. So it has been rejected there. You know, Prahlad is, Srisri Prahlad Maharaj is Jnani Bhakta. Here, what is the meaning of Jnani Bhakta? Jnan and Jnani Bhakta? Can you explain something? Yeah.
Microphone.
In brief. Come on.
Microphone, please.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak briefly about the difference between jnani.
Not different. What do you mean by jnan and jnani bhakta?
Jnan and jnani bhakta. You don't mean a jnani, you mean jnan. Right? So, Sri Prahlad Maharaj is an example of a jnani bhakta.
Who?
Prahlad Maharaj. Mm.
He's not a jnani, a plain jnani. That is one who wants to merge in the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. That is mental speculation and imagination. But a jnani bhakta has jnan or knowledge about the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows that the Lord is omnipresent, that He's omniscient, He's self-sufficient. This is a very great quality on one hand. But on the other hand, it is a wall in bhakti. It separates us from an intimate relationship with the Lord. Because Sri Prahlad Maharaj knew that Lord Nrisimhadev is Bhagavan, his relationship with him was that the Lord is my protector and my maintainer, and my duty and desire is to glorify him. But he could not understand that above the concept of the Lord being God is that he is the son of Mother Yasoda, he's the beloved of the gopis, he's the friend of the sakas. He didn't understand that he could have a personal relationship with the Lord in direct service. And therefore, after Lord Nrisimhadev ripped apart his father, just like a wasp, Prahlad couldn't even think to offer Lord Nrisimhadev a glass of water. He couldn't think that the Lord maybe is thirsty or that he may be tired, so he never thought to fan him. So in this stage of Jnani Bhakta, although there's great devotion, and Sri Prahlad Maharaj fits the verse of pure devotion as spoken by Sri Kapiladev to his mother, Lakshanam Bhakti Yogasya Nirgunasya Udahrita. In this verse, the Lord is saying that by hearing about the Lord's pastimes, form, and name, one's mind immediately becomes attracted to him, just as the Ganges flows towards the ocean without any impediment. So the mind of the devotee who hears about the Lord flows towards the Lord without any material encumbrance. It flows naturally. So this example, or this definition of pure bhakti, is fit by Prahlad Maharaj. But Srila Gurudev is speaking here about the barometer of the definition of bhakti by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anya vilasita sunyam.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Can you explain more about Prahlad Maharaj? His Mahabhagavat, have you heard? Mahabhagavat. Uttam Bhagavat. So, if he is inferior in any case, very bad thing. So you should reconcile and you can tell something, explain about this.
He's one of the Jnani Mahajan. But,
what is the nature of Prahlad Maharaj? And what is something lacking?
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshuru Vidikam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he is actually a Mahajan. Mahajano Yena Gatak Sapananta.
Louder.
He is a great personality whom all of the living entities in this universe can actually follow. His example, and the example that he showed in his devotion to Sri Bhagavan, Lord Nrisingadev, coming in the form of Nrisinga Bhagavan, he exhibited complete dependency upon Bhagavan. He had this particular quality that in any circumstance, regardless of how dangerous that circumstance was, that his life was being threatened, that his father was trying to kill him by administering poison, by throwing him from the tops of mountains, by dashing him underneath the feet of elephants, and in so many other ways, his own father was trying to end his life. But in all circumstances, Prahlad Maharaj was completely fearless and not at all afraid or disturbed, because he exhibited this quality of accepting fully that the Lord is his guardian, and complete dependency on Krishna. So this particular quality within the realm of bhakti is a very superior quality. It is very a laudable quality, which without this quality, the devotee cannot advance in the realm of pure bhakti. But yet, Prahlad Maharaj, as Srimati Shamarani Didi was describing, Prahlad Maharaj had a conception of the supremacy, the supreme Aishwarya, the nature of Bhagavan being all-powerful, all-great. And that there is no need to render intimate loving service to satisfy him. Because of this kind of distancing, Prahlad Maharaj was not able to approach Lord Nrisingadev with this mood of mamata, myness. Actually feeling that he is depending upon me. In Braj Bhakti, in the realm of Vrindavan, all of the residents there have no conception at all that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he's all-powerful, he's the creator of everything, that he's completely self-satisfied, Atmaram. They think quite the opposite, that he's a tiny little boy, he's completely dependent upon us. Mother Yashoda is thinking, if I don't feed Krishna, then he will die. Because of this kind of mood, the exalted nature of their braja prema, they constantly feel that they must serve Krishna to satisfy his needs, to satisfy all of his desires. And they feel that Krishna is dependent upon them. But Prahlad Maharaj did not have this particular quality because of this knowledge of Bhagavan's greatness and his supremacy. So this nature of being a jnani bhakta, of having this kind of knowledge, it does not mean, like in the example of anya vilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam. Here, Rupa Goswami is telling that pure bhakti cannot be covered by jnana, because this is a flaw to pure bhakti. But this type of jnana is referring to impersonal jnana. Not to the jnana, not to the knowledge of the Aishwarya, of the supreme opulence of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj had this kind of jnana, and he was a siddha bhakta. He was a perfected soul. So he had direct darshan of Bhagavan, and Bhagavan came to save him. So this kind of lacking in the devotee, it is the limitation which does not enable him to approach the higher realms of bhakti, coming into the realm of Shuddha Bhakta, coming into the realm of Premi Bhakta, and Prem Para Bhakta, and Prem Atur Bhakta, which will be described by Srila Sanatana Goswami as we study this subject matter through our Srila Gurudev. So it is essential to understand what is the thing that is lacking, and what, by having more elements added to their bhakti, how this bhakti deepens and becomes more and more pure and more intimate.
Thank you. You should know that what is jnana? The jnana of tat padartha, tvang padartha, and a jiva aikyaga.
Jiva
brahmaikya bhava. There are three kinds of knowledge. You know that jiva brahma aikya bhava covers bhakti. So it has been rejected here. That is nirvishesh jnana. They have explained. But tatpadartha jnana, what is that? Tatpadartha.
Knowing that Krishna.
Bhagavata.
Sarva karana karana.
Ishwara
Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Aradi Sarvakaranka. So Krishna here is Sarvakaranka. He has formed transcendental and all endless transcendental qualities he has. Especially for Madhuri.
Sweetness.
Oh, that is Krishna. This is the tat padartha jnana. And tvang?
Jiva.
Oh. Like Krishna chit surya.
Spiritual
transcendental
sun.
Or sun. His particles in his rays in sun. Same or like particles of his Shakti, minute, what?
Atoms.
Atoms in Krishna power, Tatastha Shakti, E.G. And his Nityadas, eternal
servant,
Krishna Das. Oh, this is Tang Padartha Jnana. Jiva Brahmaikya Jnana, it covers bhakti. But in the beginning, Tat Padartha Jnana and Tvang Padartha Jnana, they never
cover
and they help in beginners, for beginner sadhats. And that is why Prahlad Maharaj's life and his teachings are very nearer to us. Because we are sadhak. It is very hard to go beyond this. So, Srila Prabhupada used to read 108 times. And all have told that, we should read. Because Sravanam Kirtanam, he has begun this bhakti. And he never wanted anything, as he told. So, these are bhakti abhirodhi. Abhirodhi means?
It's not against the principles of bhakti.
That is abhirodhi.
Not favorable and not detrimental.
Neutral. So, his bhakti is pure. Prahlad Maharaj. Don't think it is mixed. Pure bhakti. But only some lacking is that as Swarjamil. Mixed with?
Opulence knowledge.
Opulence knowledge. He can pray his Prabhu, but cannot serve. Only glorification he can chant, remember, meditate, but like a Prabhu. Oh. He told that he has no mamata.
Not minus.
Minus so much. Like Brajavasis. Like Ajodhyavasis. Not minus. And this minus will be what? Oh, very deep minus. That Krishna is mine. And he is a servant of the Krishna, one of the manifestations, not direct. But in his link. So, he is Jnani Bhakta, pure Bhakta, but having some mixture of opulence here. As he told, oh, that Prabhu has no appetite, no thirst, no tiredness, nothing. How anyone can serve? So, this is lightness. When it will covered by Yogmaya, that is why Swamiji came, my Shiksha Guru, to tell that Krishna is Supreme Lord. But by his order I came to tell you, try to forget. Forget that Krishna is Supreme Lord. I have come to tell that Krishna is only a baby of Yashoda Maiya. Alone he cannot turn over. No? He cannot go to mother and take milk. So, Yashoda always serves like ignorant boy. Loki, putra. So, Prahlad Maharaj and not. So, we are going more further. He was Siddhayajito. Ambarish Maharaj, Shuddha Bhakta. You can express your, explain about Ambarish Maharaj. Why he is called Shuddha Bhakta? And his bhakti is superior than Prahlad Maharaj, though he is sadhak. Try to understand. If you are not understanding, you make question.
Om Jnanati Marandhasya Jnanandana Salakaya Chakshuram Vilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. On the order of Srila Gurudev, I'll try to say a few words about Ambarish Maharaj. When we try to understand or categorize the different levels of devotees, then two things are very important. They have to be considered. First of all, what is the nature of that devotion? It can be measured by the definition, the barometer of bhakti given by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnanakanabhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanushriyam bhakti uttama. And secondly, we have to see who is that person's Ishtadev. Why? Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. And from him come his Ansa and Kala. Kala means Ansa of Ansa. Many expansions. Vaibhav Prakash, Prabhav Prakash, Vaibhav Vilas, Prabhav Vilas, Swamsa, and other types of avatars. So, depending on the gradations of the Ishtadev, we can understand what level the devotee is on, and also by the nature of his service. So Srila Gurudev asked me to speak something about the bhakti of Ambarish Maharaj and compare that to the bhakti of Prahlad Maharaj. So in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there Shukadeva Goswami, he became very happy to explain the history of Ambarish Maharaj.
And he described him in this way. Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo vacham sivai kunta gunana vanane karo hari mandira majanadishu shrutim chakarachuta satkatodaye.
Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged his mind in always remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He engaged his words in always describing the Harikatha. He used his hands in personally, though he had many, many servants.
Many servants.
He would personally, leaving his kingly duties, come to the temple and clean the temple with his own hands. He would use his ears in always hearing Harikatha, his eyes in beholding the deity of the Lord, his hands in massaging the bodies of Krishna's pure devotees who would come to his palace, like Narad, like Sanat Kumar, four Kumars. He would use his tongue in tasting the tulsi which had been offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, and his nose in smelling the flowers which had been offered to the Lord. He would use his head in bowing down to the deity of the Lord and his pure devotees. He would use his feet in doing parakrama. What parakrama? Brajamandal parakrama. Where was Ambarish Maharaj doing his bhajan? He had left his kingdom and come to Mathura. Mathura is in Madhuban, in Brajamandal, on the bank of Jamuna. So he would do the parakrama of Brajadham. And
knowing the glory of Brajavasis.
Knowing
the glories of Brajavasis.
Knowing the glories of the Brajavasis. This is extraordinary. And he would also use all of his desires in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. This is very important. And Yatachama Shloka Janashwaya Rati. He had a Rati, deep attachment for Uttama Shloka Jan. Oh, as Gurudev said, knowing the glories of Brajavasis. Brajavasis are actually Uttama Shloka Jan. So here it said, he used his desires in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. Let us compare this with Prahlad Maharaj. When Narasimha Dev told Prahlad Maharaj, I want to give you a benediction. You can ask anything you want from me. Oh, Prahlad Maharaj said, I am not a businessman. I have not served you to get anything in return. So he did not have an idea what to ask. He thought, I have no desires. He was not thinking, what does Narasimha Dev want? So then he said, no, you must take a benediction. Prahlad Maharaj said, oh, I am praying that in the core of my heart I will have no material desires. Narasimha Dev said, oh, you already have no desires. This is not a benediction. You should ask again. Okay, I am asking for the benediction that my father should not suffer for the offenses that he committed to me. He should be liberated. Narasimha Dev, he explained, oh, actually, your father in 21 generations already liberated. Those who Mahabhagavat, they deliver 21 generations of your family. Again, ask for a benediction. So then, Prahlad Maharaj, he prayed, oh, please give me this benediction. All the jivas in the world are suffering. I cannot bear to see this. You give me all of their suffering. I will suffer on their behalf and let them be liberated. Lord Narasimha had tears in his eyes. He said, I have been defeated by you because I cannot allow you to suffer. But I will give the benediction. If anyone will hear about your pastimes with me, very soon they'll have bhakti and they'll be liberated from this world. He gave this benediction. So this is a very wonderful thing. But just see, Prahlad Maharaj never asked for anything for Lord Narasimha Dev. He asked for himself, he asked for his father, he asked for all the living entities of the world. But what about Lord Narasimha Dev? He did not ask anything for him. If Radharani will want to give a benediction to Rupa Goswami, then what will he say? Karunam moho ate param tava brindavana chakravartini abhike shiripayar bhavatsa chatupra tanubhajanam janaha. Being absorbed in the mood of Rupa Manjari, then she will say, oh Radhika, if you want to give me a benediction, then you give me that benediction. That when Krishna comes to meet with you, he cannot meet with you without coming and begging permission from me first. Why? Oh, hearing this, Radhika becomes overwhelmed with joy. Why? Because Rupa Manjari, she knows, I will ask a benediction which will not give happiness to me, it will give happiness to my Swamini. So this is the nature of pure bhakti, always thinking how to give pleasure to one's Ishtadev and fulfill their desires. So here, it is said, Kamaye, that
Amrish Maharaj, he used all of his desires in fulfilling the desires of the Lord, not for his desires or anyone else's desires. So Amrish Maharaj, practically, he engaged all of his senses in feeding Krishna, offering naivedya, mahaprasadam to Krishna, fanning, serving him in so many ways. But Prahlad Maharaj, he has santabhav. In santabhav, there is Krishna nishta. That means the mind is fixed on Krishna. And Krishna chag, there is no thirst. But another quality is mamata gandahin, not a smell of possessiveness. But Amrish Maharaj, he has so much possessiveness. Prahlad Maharaj is siddha. He has a transcendental body. He's attained perfection. When they tried to cut him to pieces, he could not be cut. Why? His body is Satidananda. He's an associate of the Lord. But Amrish Maharaj, he's a sadhak. He has not attained his vastu siddhi, spiritual body in the transcendental realm, having no connection with a sadhak form. And therefore, he's sadhak. So in that sense, he is not on the same level as Prahlad Maharaj. But because his bhakti is shuddha bhakti, not he's not a jnani bhakta. Because his service is anukul yena Krishna anushilanam. He's doing Krishna anushilanam. That means the constant endeavor of his body, mind, words and moods in the service of Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj is also doing some anushilanam, but only in the form of glorifying the Lord and remembering him. But he's not engaging all of his senses in the various angles of devotional service as Prahlad Maharaj is doing. And Amrish Maharaj is doing. And Prahlad Maharaj, his Ishtadev is Narasingadev, Lord Narasingadev. Lord Narasingadev is Atmaram, Aptakam. All of his desires are fulfilled. He has no hunger, thirst, appetite, tiredness or anything. But Amrish Maharaj, his Ishtadev is Krishna. And therefore, because his Ishtadev is far superior, Narasimhadev is expansion of expansion of expansion of expansion of Krishna. Therefore, because Amrish Maharaj, his Ishtadev is the original and supreme, therefore he is considered to be far superior to Prahlad Maharaj, though now he's in sadhak stage. It means that one day, when his bhakti is mature, when he becomes siddha, he will be situated in a spiritual realm far above the realm where Prahlad Maharaj is eternally serving his Ishtadev.
Kirtan. Any good kirtan? Good, good. As you can sing, very well.
Oh,
Vaisura. Jai.
Govinda Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Govinda Govinda bolo hari gopal bolo Govinda bolo hari gopal bolo Govinda bolo hari gopal jai
But it will be continued in Miami. So those who are interested, they can come. And here, very important Hari Katha. So now, what do you want? Oh, so they should be ready. Very quickly.
Thus ends the class on the 5th of February 2003 in the evening in Alachua, Florida. Hare Krishna.